Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm going to start with an email here.
Oh, good.
Birthday shout out to me, Angie, on Friday 2-7. I'm a self-proclaimed addict to the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show podcast. It's so bad, I don't jump ahead if I get behind. Don't want to miss anything. I've waited for years hoping one of my loved ones would write in requesting a birthday shout out, and it's never happened. So I'm requesting it myself. Happy 46th birthday to me, and happy Friday to you all. Love the show and love you all like I know you.
Happy birthday, Angie.
Happy birthday, Angie. Thanks for listening. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Way to not let another year pass.
It's your birthday. Yeah, right. 46.
It's a long time to wait for the next time your family has a chance to write in and get you birthday wishes.
It's nice that you took the reins at 46.
Get it done.
Crack the whip on yourself. Okay, so do I? No, I don't. All right. This Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Angie's 46th birthday.
Oh.
Thanks, Angie. The Academy Awards are this Sunday night. Oh, my God. I just can't wait. I love award shows. They're the best.
I'm going to try before. I keep hearing this Jojo Rabbit is the movie to watch. And I haven't watched it yet, but and yesterday I had a chance and I just switched to the outside. I turned off the Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're done with that.
Not into it at all. Yeah. I'm not even going to
finish
it.
So you gave it a second try.
I went back to it, started watching it, and I'm like, what's the dude's name?
Newt Scamander?
No, but what's his name in real life?
Eddie Redmayne.
Redmayne is what I was going for. He's got a lot of hype about him, but he's not.
He's great in certain things.
Well, he's not great in that.
No, I'm with you 100%. I think that movie's trash. I was like, meh.
He's not carrying that at all.
No. And even the girl that they cast as sort of the girl in it, I'm like, no thanks. And the guy who's like, you know, sort of falls into having to help him, no, don't like any of them. And I don't even like the little animals.
Right. Well, the animals, I think, are the only redeeming.
Vaguely interesting thing, right?
Anyway, I went to The Outsider.
Oh.
So I watched two episodes in.
So I think there's four so far.
I don't know, but I'm it's good.
We're a couple behind, and I'll miss it this week too. I'm watching it with my kids, so I gotta wait. But yeah, we just read that book not last year, the year before maybe. The Outsider. It's a Stephen King book, and they have made it into, what's that on, Vin?
HBO.
HBO, yeah.
Yeah, and they're doing an amazing job with it. Amazing. I will say this. I don't know if Jason Bateman is directing all of them.
He directed the first one.
And I know he directed the second one too. But I don't know if he's the guy through the whole thing, although he's, I'm sure, like an executive producer on it or something. They do this thing with the camera. So I actually noticed the direction on it, and then I saw that he directed. And I went, well, look at that. But now I'm getting sick of it. Like, he does a bunch of, there's so much, like, this is blurry, and then this slowly comes into focus. There's a lot of that. You'll notice as you get further into it.
I have noticed it, now that you're mentioning it, but I thought that was supposed to represent something that is otherworldly.
You just keep watching and tell me if you... I'm finding it like, okay, enough of that. Just zoom in on the thing I want to see.
Oh.
Like, I get that it's, you know, beyond me. I'm not an artsy person. But I've definitely gotten like, all right, guy, I get it. You're an amazing director.
The scene I saw that I really liked, they're in the jail.
Yes.
It's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude who's already made some threats
mm-hmm.
can be heard but not seen.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, child killer. And you don't see anything. It's just sort of, and then he walks out of the darkness up to the bars. And he sort of kneels down. And I'm like, Oh my God, I would be so sad to have that guy mad at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you get done at court, we'll be waiting. And then the camera expands, and there's Bateman's character wide awake, laying there.
I loved when he, you know, he's this 40-something-year-old dude, whatever, however old he is, and he walks up to, they're processing him for this thing that he may or may not have done. And they go to throw him in the cell, the holding cell, with all these, like, and they all know that he's this child killer.
Or allegedly.
And he stands there, he goes, I can't go in there. And somehow he gets to not go in there.
Well, because he was going to get killed in there.
Yeah, but what do they care? Isn't that where they throw all the people?
Someone's going to mop
this
up
is
the
room.
Blood, Sarah.
Yes, I don't want to clean up that blood.
Looks like they're at episode 5 right now.
Oh, okay.
And, anyway, The Outsiders, a great book by Stephen King, and it's I like it.
So far, so good.
I like what I'm watching.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman directed the first two only.
Oh, okay. There
well,
you go.
Well, someone took a tip from him, and is really continuing that whole fuzzed out screen thing.
He still is an executive producer, though.
So I'm glad, actually, that he's not directing those. I thought the first two were actually beautifully shot, and I loved some of the camera angles, and just, like, really, I thought, I am actually noticing and enjoying the direction on this. And then I was like, okay. So I'm glad he didn't direct. So he didn't direct 3 or 4?
He did not.
Okay. Anyway, back to the Academy Awards. I don't know how this happened. Oh, we're talking about things we love. I love award shows, and you love The Outsider. So they're this Sunday. And if you run around the internet, you know, look, not everyone has seen Jojo Rabbit or Parasite or Little Women. So
Jojo Rabbit. Right, Jojo Rabbit screwed me up. Or screwed us up.
You're going to watch
my
that.
Bad.
Instead, you watch The Outsider.
I'll watch the Oscars too, though.
Sure,
I like
course.
That Hollywood glamour stuff. I think it's neat.
I just don't love award shows. I find them to be so tedious. But I watch the big ones. I'll watch the Emmys, the Grammys, the Oscars. That's it, though. I refuse to watch anymore. I'll watch the clips of the other stuff. Thank God for clips. Jesus. So here are some interesting facts. Just things.
I'm ready.
If Sam Mendes wins Best Director for 1917, it'll be the biggest gap between directing wins in the Oscar category. He first won it in the year 2000 for American Beauty.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be a 20-year gap.
Right.
Billy Wilder holds the current record. In 1945, he directed The Lost Weekend, and in 1960, 15 years later, he directed The Apartment.
Yeah, I've never heard of that guy.
Me either. Well, Billy Wilder, that actually sounds like a familiar name, but I'm not sure why. So anyway, he's the record holder, and so if Sam Mendes wins... Oh, by the way, there was another thing about 1917. I think when Corey came in to review that, he was talking about how it is shot like a single... like an unending shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, by design. They wanted it to look like one long single take. But the longest take they actually filmed was 9 minutes. And they just found a way to blend that, or a tree goes across the screen or whatever.
That's a long shot, though.
It's still very long, yes. And apparently there are several really long uncut away shots. There is a competing couple in the Best Picture category. Directors Greta Gerwig, who did Little Women, and Noah Baumbach, who did Marriage Story, been dating since 2011, and their movies are competing for Best Picture.
Wow.
Noah is also up for Best Director, but not Greta, because the Academy doesn't nominate women. Come on. The movies are competing in a few other categories, though. Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, Best Original Score, and coincidentally, both movies have Laura Dern as one of the stars. And she is nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Marriage Story, but not for Little Women. Toy Story 4 could become the second sequel to win the Oscar for Best Animated Movie. The only other sequel to do it?
Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 3.
Ah!
But it was Toy Story. and it's great. I love Toy Story 4.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I want to say it's a little bit... That puppet thing is so disturbing.
The puppet scared my kid. She won't watch it anymore.
Oh, did she go see it in the theaters?
Yeah, and then she came home and said, "I don't want to." I said, "We're watching it. It's out." She said, "I don't want to. I don't want to." Mm. Benson or Benny?
Yeah, it's Benson.
Ben, whatever that dude's name is, she's not down.
At some point, that's a kid's one that you should watch. You know what? Instead of Jojo Rabbit today, what? That's also nominated. Toy Story 4. You know, you got an excuse for that, because you will freaking love that puppet.
I'm sure I will.
That puppet is so
It's creepy.
It's so perfect, just the way it moves. And
yeah.
I mean, it's so great.
And Gabby, too.
Oh, Gabby's great.
Great.
Oh, my God. I love... And Forky?
Forky. Forky, yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's so good, Ben. Let's see here. The only franchise to win Best Picture twice, so that would be two wins for the Best Picture for... Best Animated Movie. The only franchise to win Best Picture twice was The Godfather. The first movie won in 72. Godfather Part 2 won in 74. Godfather Part 3 was nominated in 1990, but it lost to Dances with Wolves.
Mm.
People think Goodfellas should have won that year. The average age of the Best Supporting Actor nominees is 71.
Goodfellas Part 2 is currently up for an Academy Award as The Irishman.
Oh,
because it's the same
casting.
People.
They just all have blue eyes now.
Right.
The average age of the Best Supporting Actor nominees is 71. Brad Pitt is the youngest at 56. The rest of the field is Tom Hanks at 63, Joe Pesci, who's 76, Al Pacino, who's 79, and Anthony Hopkins, who's 82. Average age, 71. The actresses are not as old, but still 42 is the average age. Kathy Bates is the oldest at 71, Laura Dern at 52, ScarJo, who's 35, Florence Pugh, who's 24, and Margot Robbie, who's 29. Ford v. Ferrari is the first car racing film to get a Best Picture nomination.
Have you seen that?
I have not, no.
No interest?
I want to, but I just, you know, it was a screening that was late and I couldn't, you know.
We're doing interesting facts about the Oscars, if you're just joining us.
I'll watch that, Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Somebody saw that and was telling us, was it Corey?
Hooman.
Oh, Hooman?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
He hasn't been here in 4.5 years.
Well, I know, right?
Has it been that long, really?
It feels like it. God, it feels like forever.
It's been like a month and a half.
I know. I miss him so much.
Just... Well, you miss him.
I miss
even
him as
more
a friend
because he's not coming to your house
he's
anymore.
He's in contact all the time. It's like he's just, I don't know. I don't know what I did to that guy. Diane Warren, she's a songwriter.
Nothing but defend him to your
right.
own detriment
and, right.
over
I,
and over
I
and over for years on end.
One of my best friends.
Against every boss that came through here and said, that guy's out of here.
Yeah, I said, no, he isn't. That's the guy who stuck with me through it all. I love that dude. I'd do anything for him even now, even though I haven't talked to him in 6 weeks. My God. Okay, songwriter Diane Warren, she got a nomination for Best Original Song for I'm Standing With You from a movie called Breakthrough. It's her 11th Oscar nomination. She's never actually won, and she is now the most nominated Oscar-nominated woman without a win in history.
Hmm.
I don't know who's second, but... Renee Zellweger is nominated for Best Actress for Judy. Judy Garland never won an Oscar. She was expected. She was nominated, but she never won. She was a favorite to win for A Star Is Born, the first iteration, I think the first one, in 1954. And there were even cameras set up around her hospital bed to capture her speech. She was not sick. She was giving birth.
Mm.
Or she'd just given birth. But instead, Grace Kelly won for The Country Girl. One of the biggest upsets in Oscar history.
I couldn't pick Grace Kelly out of a lineup.
Sure you could.
No, I couldn't.
Really? Grace Kelly? She was in even a Hitchcock film.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd recognize her. You'd recognize her face.
I didn't watch any Hitchcock films.
Oh, you didn't?
I mean, I've seen The Birds. Does that count?
No. Well, she's not in that one. Or is she? She's not in that one. There she is.
Yeah,
Grace,
Princess
Grace of Monaco.
Together, one of those photo arrays that the police use, I wouldn't be able to pick her out of a...
She stopped acting when she married the Prince of Monaco. And
good
then she
for her.
Died in a crash over there.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, she died in a car crash.
Oh, geez.
I think in Monaco. Monaco's like a mile long. You know, not a lot of road to crash on.
Yikes.
Something like that. According to Wallet Hub... The cost of the Oscar ceremony is $44 million. $24,700 of that is the cost of the red carpet. You'd think they'd have bought that years ago and just keep rolling it out. It's 16,500 square feet. Each Oscar statuette is 24-karat gold-plated. It costs about $400. The goodie bags that are handed out every year, they don't hand them to you. They deliver them in suitcases to your house.
Oh.
And you only get one, no matter how many times you're nominated. ScarJo is... nominated in leading and supporting actress categories, but she just gets one bag. And actually, in the 7 o'clock hour, I have a breakdown of some of the crap that's in these bags. It's unbelievable. Like, you want... This is a bag... It's a goodie bag you actually want. I mean, if you want $25,000 worth of stuff shot into your face.
Well, maybe.
If you're in Hollywood, I'm sure you do. Oh, really?
Somebody's doing it. Brad Pitt looks good. What's
sure.
he doing?
Whatever he's doing, I'm sure it costs more than $25,000.
I'd go someplace and say, give me the Brad Pitt.
Why are Oscars called Oscars? Only one person named Oscar has ever won an Oscar. Oscar Hammerstein II of Rodgers and Hammerstein fame.
Because the... Oh, wait. Are you about to tell me or was I supposed to guess?
There is no reason. You can guess.
Oh. I was going to say, because the guy who created the statue was named Oscar or something like that.
Apparently, no one is 100% sure why they're called the Oscars or the Askers. Technically, the trophies are called the Academy Award of Merit. Betty Davis says she made up, or she said that she did make up the award after her first husband, Harmon Oscar Nelson. Others say it happened before that in 1931 when an Academy executive secretary named Margaret Herrick saw the award and said, "That looks like my Uncle Oscar." They don't really know where the Oscar title came from, but they officially adopted it in 1939. Do I have time to do any more of these? Well, I'll end with this one. Kirk Douglas died just a couple days ago, and he will be included in this year's Oscar Memoriam segment. In Memoriam. What's coming up, Vinny?
I just saw this thing. Actually, I'll give it to you, and you can do it if you want. The Oscars' 10 worst Best Picture winners ever.
Oh, yeah. I saw that yesterday.
Oh, did you see that?
You know, some of them are... quickly see if you can... Well, I hand it to me.
I haven't seen Slumdog Millionaire, so I can't say about
that's
that.
That's a great movie.
Shakespeare in Love,
great.
I didn't see either.
Also liked that.
Out of Africa, I didn't see either.
I didn't see that.
The English Patient, I didn't see that either.
Oh, I saw that. That's good. I like that movie.
Around the World in 80 Days, didn't see it.
Hmm. Did they remake that?
Driving Miss... No, that's the original,
Driving Miss Daisy's great. See, I think I saw this and just didn't agree with it.
Cavalcade, never heard of it.
Never heard
the
of
Greatest
that.
Show on Earth, never heard of it. Crash from 04.
I liked that.
And the Broadway Melody from 1929.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Anyway,
yeah.
What's coming up? Science!
All right!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.